Wow, it's a solo traveler. Those are rare to come by these days. Normally a knight would be accompanied with a party. Wait, there's something familiar about that knight. His sword, that insignia. Hey! Yeah, you! Are you a knight from Dragonsvine? Listen, I get you're a lone swordsman. The strong, quiet type. But would it kill you to answer my question? Why am I asking? Does that really matter? It's not going to drop your reputation talking to someone like me, is it? I see. You know, you look tired. Can I offer you a night at our inn? Free of charge, of course. Your gear looks damaged, and your horse seems like she'll collapse if you make her walk any further. Just how long have you two been traveling? Then I'd advise you to unwind a bit. You wouldn't be bothered by the other staff, I assure you. Just take it as a token of appreciation. Well, that's a question. I'll answer once you're settled. Here, I'll check you in. Don't worry about the fee for the night. I'll waive that. I just need you to sign right here. Thank you very much. That's all I needed for you right now. Rosaline here will show you to your room. It is him. It's been so long since I've seen him. Though it has been a while. And I don't blame him for not recognizing me. It's been years since I've partied with anyone. And even longer since I was known for being a mage. I'm surprised. He's normally so observant with these sort of things. Maybe it really has been that long. And my appearance isn't exactly the same as when he last saw me. It's not that shy, timid mage he once knew. Even so, is this really right to do? He's still adventuring and I've settled on leaving that life behind. No. It's the least I can do for all he did for me. Even if he doesn't remember my face, I doubt he'll forget what happened in my hometown. Rosaline. Did he find his room without issue? It's not obvious, huh? I knew you of all people would see right through me. I'll give him a bit to settle down. For now, could you take his horse to the stable out back? I trust you can take care of her. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Sir, do you have a moment? I'd like to come in, if you're willing.
My apologies. I was just taken aback. Normally, I expect knights to keep their helmets on while talking to others. Thank you for your hospitality. Oh, no. This has nothing to do with your stay. Please, enjoy all the amenities our inn has to offer. I wanted to ask you a few questions. I'm not interrogating you, but seeing your face confirmed you were who I thought you were. Tell me. Do you remember a small village called Abstale? It's been years, so if you've forgotten, I completely understand. Huh? Wait, you still remember? Yeah, you were much more stoic back then. I'd only seen your face a few times, which is why you greeting me so nonchalantly unmasked really caught me off guard. Yes, you do know me. Here I thought you'd forgotten about the party you'd formed at my little village. The look on your face is quite amusing. When you first came by the inn, I thought you looked familiar, but your sword was a dead giveaway. I only know one person who still carries around a dragon's spine sheath. There were only 3 women in your party. You have a 1 in 3 chance of guessing which one I am. And I'll give you a little hint, okay? Can you give me your hand? Thank you for saving me all those years ago. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have been able to avenge my parents or defeat the demon princess alongside you. You showed me how much potential I had, and for that, I'm forever grateful. Don't blame yourself. It's been years since then, and I don't exactly look or act the same I did back then, do I? Yep, even still. I guess I'm the same Lily you met before, huh? Well, to be honest, after you left, none of us stayed together. Some went solo, some died in combat. And I decided that I achieved the one goal I had set forth to accomplish while we partied together. So I moved far away and settled down here. Well, yeah, leaving that old life behind also forced me outside my comfort zone. Moving here wasn't easy, and adjusting to normal life was just as difficult. You know, I could always act like the old Lily you knew. All that's really changed is the way I style my hair and my clothes. I still have the old mage's outfit I'd wear when we partied. I just haven't touched that thing in years. Even the staff you helped me fix, that's still tucked away in my closet, too. I don't exactly want people here knowing I'm a mage. This town gets invaded once in a blue moon, but I don't want to bear the responsibility of defending it each and every time something happens. This town has adventurers of their own, and even if they struggle, they'll be able to fend off intruders. Hey, it's not like I didn't help you weasel your way out of some nasty situations before. Who exactly helped you when we stormed the Demon Princess's castle? If I recall correctly, someone forgot to bring any antidotes along with him, so they needed me to cast a little resistance spell. Now, didn't they? Yep, you definitely got that right. The me from back then wouldn't dare to tease you like that. I always looked up to you and always wanted to make sure I was doing the best in the party. Hey, you know, I never really got to see you out of your armor before. And I never really got to thank you properly, either. Here. Thank you for saving me back then. For taking me into the party. And helping me gain closure for my parents. Wait. Let me hold you a little longer? The old Lily you knew is coming back, trying to thank you like this. So please, just for a bit more. If it wasn't for you, I probably would have done something irrational. My powers weren't stable and you helped me control it. We spent a lot of time together in the party, but the times I enjoyed the most were the moments I got to train or spend alone time with you. So... Don't just look at me like that. Listen, I was fond of you for a while, okay? The last thing I'd expect is for you to wander far from where we met. Can you blame me for not saying anything? I was your apprentice, but it's been years since then. We've both grown since those days. And I've had a lot of time to think about these feelings I had for you. What was that? It's not like you're that much older than I am. Besides, I am a half-elf. If anything, I'll far outlive you. I suppose you had no idea, right? You probably saw my actions as nothing more than an eager apprentice seeking to learn and harness her abilities, right? Then are you opposed to my confession? Really? Then, just like how you taught me many things before, this time, let me teach you a few things too. You heard me. I want to show you a few things. You can just call it my way of properly thanking you. You really think I'm such a kid, don't you? You know, I never did ask your age, did I? Wow, you're not as old as I expected. I'm not much younger than you are, but I probably am more experienced. Wouldn't you agree? Aw, this is so cute. You know, a lot of people would be intimidated meeting you. Such a well-known adventurer. And yet here I am, your shy little apprentice, forcing her endearing master to lean back on his bed. Oh, would you mind repeating yourself there? Oh my, I guess it has been a while since I called you that, hasn't it? What's wrong? Did that catch you off guard a little bit? I always called you master before. I just grown a little bit. So what's wrong? Why so flustered now? I'm going to love every second of this, master. You know, you always seem so serious and... I would have never expected to be able to turn you on like this. You're just so full of surprises, aren't you? Not like you're going to stop this, right? I locked the door earlier. And if we get too loud, a simple spell can fix that. And they can fix a lot of things. Oh, so this is what you've been hiding from me? The scent is so strong. Apprentice is into some pretty dirty things. Why don't we make sure we aren't disturbed? That's what I like to hear. Look, I made them bigger for you. I saw you eyeing my chest already, so I thought a little enhancement wouldn't hurt. Yeah. You love that, wouldn't you? How about we do that after you shoot your seed into me? Thought you taste so sweet. Mm. Let's make you a little bigger. Bug, how's it feel? Having so much of you poke between my chest. Look, it reaches up to my face, Master. Aw, you're nearly at your limit. I don't think so. Now, you come on my terms. And I want you ready to burst by the time I lift this spell. Besides... I can make you even bigger if you wanted. What's wrong? You want to come so badly, don't you? Me? I'm just your innocent apprentice. Don't you always see me as a shy, silent type back then? I've had a lot of time since we met. These little spells were a phase I went through. All while thinking of you. You've gotten so much bigger, you know? I'd love if you picked me up and slid this into me. Yeah, I'm pretty tiny. I've made you pretty big. Come on, pick up your little apprentice, Master. Master! My legs! Yeah, you're swelling up so much. Is that all the cum you're going to fill this little half-elf with? Look, Master, you can see how deep you are inside me. It's so small, and you're so big. You're looking at me so intensely now. Look, watch the outline of your cock go deeper in me. Fuck. master? What are you... You can for the next 10 seconds. Not with the spell. Making you this big. Look how much you shot out. So much, Master. Lick up the rest. Yeah, Master. Such a thick smell, such a sweet taste. You didn't even resist. I just swallowed your cum and you're so eager to kiss me. Such a charmer. So, am I still that shy girl you used to know all those years ago? I'm glad I could please you like this. It's been far long overdue. Well, we could go another round. Or two. Maybe three. But I want to ask you something first. Why don't you set down your sword and spend your life with me?